This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Hundreds of millions across the world celebrated low-key Christmas festivities on Friday due to coronavirus restrictions, as Pope Francis called for vaccines for everyone, describing them as glimmers of hope in this period of darkness and uncertainty. The pandemic has claimed more than 1.7 million lives and is still running rampant in much of the world. But the recent launching of mass vaccine campaigns has boosted hopes that 2021 could bring a respite. In her own annual Christmas speech, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II also spoke of hope during difficult and unpredictable times.
Of course, for many, this time of year will be tinged with sadness, some mourning the loss of those dear to them, and others missing friends and family members distanced for safety, when all they really want for Christmas is a simple hug or a squeeze of the hand.
Britain has been through a difficult time after the discovery of a new strain of coronavirus believed to spread much faster. The U.S. Center for Disease Control says all passengers coming from Britain to the U.S. must get a negative COVID-19 test before their flight. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The United States is the latest country to announce travel risk of the new variants of the coronavirus that's spreading in Britain. Dr. Lee Harrison, who's an infectious disease specialist at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, says testing passengers is a good idea, but
given all the travel between the UK and the US, I wouldn't be surprised if it were already here. It hasn't been detected yet that I'm aware of.
And he adds there's no reason right now to be concerned about the new strains.
It doesn't really change what we do, and it doesn't really change the effectiveness of the public health measures that everybody recommends.
The CDC's testing order goes into effect on Monday. I'm Shelley Adler.
And this is VOA News. Meanwhile, about 1,000 British soldiers are spending Christmas Day trying to clear a huge backlog of truck drivers stranded in southeast Britain. That backlog was created after France's decision to briefly close its border to Britain and demand coronavirus tests from all amid fears of a new, apparently more contagion variant of the virus. Although some 4,000 international truck drivers were still cooped up in their cabs Friday, some progress was evident. Traffic around the port of Dover was moving in an orderly fashion toward the extra ferries put on to make the short crossing across the English Channel. In a Christmas message, the World Health Organization's chief said the sacrifices made to protect people during the coronavirus pandemic must not be squandered over the festive period. Millions were making heart-wrenching sacrifices by staying away from loved ones on Christmas Day, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a video posted to Twitter. But in doing so, he said, they are giving the most precious gifts, the gifts of life and health. He also said vaccines, now beginning to be deployed in countries around the world, were way out of the crisis that has engulfed the planet this year. A parked motorhome exploded in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning in what police described as an intentional act. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Buck McCoy says he heard gunshots.
And I heard some more gunfire. So bang, 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 bang.
Then about 15 minutes later,
it was just the most hugest explosion just completely demolished my apartment.
Police found no immediate signs of a shooting. Officers noticed a suspicious vehicle. Before a unit arrived, the vehicle exploded.
It had basically taken the front windows and completely blown them into the next room.
The White House says President Trump has been briefed on the explosion.
The whole community is just shook up.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Michael Jackson's former home has been sold again. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has the details.
While the late pop star saw Neverland as his personal home and avenue for escape, the property's new owner sees it as a land banking opportunity. The Wall Street Journal reports Ron Burkle, a former associate of Michael Jackson, bought the property for $22 million. Neverland features a 12,500 square foot main residence, a separate 50-seat movie theater, plus a Disney-style train station, firehouse, and barn. The asking price for Neverland was $100 million 4 years ago. It dropped to $67 million a year later. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A rebel coalition that has been fighting the government in Central African Republic said Friday it was calling off a three-day ceasefire ahead of a tense general election this weekend. The rebel groups launched an offensive a week ago, threatening to march on the capital in what the government described as an attempted coup. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel.